mama, you've always said, better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead me. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there are men, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy. He always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Freezing rain turning roadways into ice rinks in Oklahoma City. The temperature in Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting 29 below without the wind being factored in. And snow blanketing parts of the South. Millions under winter weather advisories this week. President Trump appearing to blame Ukraine for starting the war in that country. The comments coming after administration officials met with their Russian counterparts in Saudi Arabia without inviting Ukraine to take part. Mick Mulroy is an ABC News contributor and former high-ranking State Department official.
It's clear that Russia started this unprovoked, completely illegal conflict. It's good to reset the relationship, but we got to understand who started this conflict and who ultimately has a say in whether Ukraine is willing to come to the table and agree to whatever parameters we put forth in this discussion.
The president's administration and Elon Musk moving quickly with more federal employee cuts and firings. This is ABC News. A judge in New York is expected to decide today if federal prosecutors can drop bribery charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, but he could still face removal from office.
While the calls for Governor Hochul to remove Mayor Adams grow louder, the governor quietly considers the options. At her Manhattan office, Hochul met with Council Speaker Adrian Adams, who declined to discuss what was said, with Queens Borough President Donovan Richards via video call, who called it a clear-eyed and frank discussion, and with Comptroller Brad Lander, who, despite running in the mayoral primary, can, as comptroller, convene the mayoral inability committee, setting up a different process to remove the mayor.
That's ABC's Sonia Roncone here in New York. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is proposing a statewide ban on cell phones in public school classrooms. He's expected to endorse screen-free schools during an address this afternoon. Legislation introduced in the state would require a school district to set policies banning personal wireless devices during class times. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Joel Karnick. A look at some regional and state news brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevy vehicles and service. There's an indoor garage sale going on this Saturday. A garage sale, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba will host this on Saturday from 8 until 2. Most items are a free will donation. Some larger items will have price tags. There's coffee, there's rolls, there's a barbecue lunch provided also by the church, and there is a silent auction, some silent auction baskets and free will donation baked goods also. And that is going on this Saturday from 8 to 2 at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church located in Catawba. The 27th member of the Packer Hall of Fame was announced on Monday. Lisa Hale has More on that story.
After over 70,000 votes were cast worldwide, the late John Brosik of Pound, Wisconsin, was named the 27th member of the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame out of a field of 10 finalists Monday. Brosik passed away on December 28, 2024, shortly after being named a Fan Hall of Fame finalist. He was so proud of the honor, he asked his family to include the exciting news in his obituary. Dedicated and passionate, Brosik became a Packers season ticket holder back in 1962, and for more than 60 years, he attended every game included in his ticket package at Lambeau Field. He and his wife also watched the Packers play at 29 different NFL stadiums. In an excerpt from the nomination essay, his family wrote of his battle with cancer, saying, "Unfortunately, Dad was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in June 2024. When asked what goals he'd like to set, the first goal was to attend the 2024 home opener so he wouldn't break his streak and could start year number 60. They made that happen. Brosig's name will now be permanently enshrined in the Packers Hall of Fame. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Find more news at civicmedia.us and at 98qcountry.com.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents, and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game, is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has some ready-to-plant oak seedlings that state citizens can purchase and plant this spring. Four species are available for purchase. More details when we return, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
It's not too early to start planning for spring tree planting, and last week the Wisconsin DNR announced it has two-year-old oak seedlings available for purchase. The seedlings are from Wisconsin's Wilson State Nursery and are ready for planting. The seedlings are available because of a high-quality acorn crop and harvest in 2022. Deer hunters listening remember what a great mast year that was. While many one-year-old seedlings were purchased last year, others were grown for another year, resulting in a bumper crop of two-year-old seedlings. Oak trees are ideal for reforesting a property, enhancing habitat, or starting an oak grove. Four species of native oak trees are available for sale at the nursery: swamp white oak, bur oak, white oak, and red oak. The minimum order is 300 seedlings. For more information or to buy seedlings, visit the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov, and search tree planting. Or contact Carrie Skirvin at carrie.skirvin@wisconsin.gov or call 715-424-3700. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not quite as cold today with mostly cloudy skies, a few light snow showers possible, a high near 11 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, few flurries possible, a low near negative 4. Increasing sunshine Thursday with a high of 22. Currently, it's 10 below.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It makes me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it makes me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up or your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it really good.
So bad, hey. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's a great. We can do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter?
Just like that, another edition of Reality Radio begins at 14 after 8. We'll throw snowballs a couple of times here. We might even give away a Bader's gift certificate maybe to you, so I'll give you a chance to do that live. A couple of times, Gray will join us. We'll delve into a little bit of gray area here. We're going to talk about the big Rhinelander event coming up in a couple of weeks, the Up North Community Expo at the Hodag Dome. One of the people running that, I think Rachel's going to join us from over there in Rhinelander. We're going to talk a little outdoors now. We've got Craig with us from Bader's Sports Center, the car, Mater, the rusty Chevrolet Mater through the snow there. Craig, congratulations. You made it.
Yeah, it's. I'm getting sick of this below zero stuff, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's tough on the car to keep it going and all that stuff, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I can't wait for the weekend.
This weekend. We're going to get, it looks like, a good week, rest of the week and weekend of ice fishing in, and then things may get a little slushy after that with warmer weather, but this one looking good, right?
Yeah, well, there's enough ice on the lakes. I don't think a couple days of 40 is going to do too much damage, but could be have a few adverse effects on the snowmobile trails, which is not a good thing for the tourism up here.
Yeah, ice fishing still going strong. A lot of ice fishing tournaments still. I know there's a huge one up in Ashland this weekend, and there's a few other ones around the area. But you guys still are stocked up, folks going out and ice fishing. You got the stuff, right?
Right, and we've got our weekly special going on through the end of this week, through the 22nd. All our Beaver Dam tip-ups are going to be 20% off. All our ice fishing stuff is 20% off as well. And next week for the, well, the warmer weather, we do have the Big Bill base layers at 20% off. Back in the day, it was called long underwear, but...
Big Bill base layers.
Yep.
That's long underwear.
Long underwear.
Okay. I like that. I like the creative name. I'll give them credit for that.
Yep.
I've gotten to the point now where I, once the cold weather hits in like early December... I have some form of Big Bill's long underwear on, or whatever you call it. I think a lot of us do through the winter just to stay warm.
So. Well, I do. I have my own special version. It's called Indoors.
Exactly. So all the ice fishing stuff you need here, still lots of stuff. This is probably some of the ice fisher people favorite time of the year, where they can go out in a sweatshirt, you know, when it gets to be 40 degrees and they can still trust the ice. That's some of the best ice fishing, isn't it?
Right. And some of the pop-up shelters that they have, really, really warm. You put a heater in there, very, very comfortable.
Yeah, should be some good ice fishing coming up this weekend. Now, there is some stuff that's ending the game. What is it? The game fish season is ending. Is that right?
Right. Saturday, March 2nd is the last day to keep any of the game fish. Walleye, northern pike, bass, of course, has been closed. Muskie's been closed. But that's gonna be ending on March 2nd. Panfish will still be open, so there's plenty of ice fishing opportunities out there.
Yeah,
till the ice goes away.
Those game fish go into what, spawning pretty soon or something like that? So they protect them. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they want to keep them out there so they multiply. But the panfish, those little crappies and all that stuff, you can knock yourself out with those.
Knock yourself out.
Those will continue on. All right. So we've got, let's see. What else we got? I wrote something down. I can't even read my own handwriting here.
Well,
March 1st.
Yep, March.
March 1st.
March 1st, the new 2025 hunting and fishing licenses will be available for purchase at any of the DNR license agents, such as Baiters. All the 2024 licenses expire March 31st, so... make sure you get out and get your licenses, be all set for the upcoming season.
All right, March 1st, you can get that done. And those who are looking for their turkey tags, they'll be coming out pretty soon here, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the exact day was. I know they did the drawing for the turkey permits. So the people that did get one will be notified. Either they already have or will be shortly. And again, March 1st, you can pick up all your license stuff for the upcoming turkey season.
All right. And for all your handguns, long guns, bows, whatever it may be, you guys are in stock and ready for folks to start feeling the itch to maybe get a different one, right?
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but cabin fever is starting to sink in with me. And I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there who are just itching to get outdoors, praying for some warm weather.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got all the stuff to keep them warm, not only the stuff to hunt and fish, but the outerwear and stuff like that, and the log decor too. I mentioned that you've been selling quite a bit of that, you told me, right?
Yeah, it's we still got a good bit of stuff in there. Things might be changing up a little bit on that aspect here. Don't have all the details on that yet, but
all right,
stop in, we'll be happy to answer your questions or put you in touch with somebody who can answer your questions.
All right, very good. And people can always check out your Facebook page for Baiters, because you guys post all kinds of deals on there, or you got something that you want to move, flash sales, stuff like that, right?
Oh yeah, Kim does a real good job of keeping that up to date. We're working a couple weeks ahead on this right now. For the ice fishermen, we're starting March 2nd, or what we have left for the Mr. Buddy and Heat Hog portable heaters for that end of season ice fishing, or for your hunting blinds in the spring and next fall. We'll have those at $20 off. All of our scent lock Our regular price scent lock clothing is going to be 20% off. I'm sorry. We'll start March 2nd and end on March 8th.
All right. And the website, too, BaderSportsCenter.com.
Yep.
All kinds of stuff on there.
You can order stuff right online. We've been doing a little bit more of that of late. We prefer that you come into the store and we'll help you out. But if you want to stay indoors because of the cold, hop online and order what you need.
BaderSportsCenter.com, fourth generation sporting goods store there. Everything outdoors, hunting, fishing, or just walking through the woods, whatever it may be. Right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. And I mentioned ice fishing. You know, we got, I know there's a Klaus Kroetke one up at Donner's Bay this weekend. Usually after March 1st, people don't schedule ice fishing tournaments because they know that's probably not going to be good, right?
Right, yeah. Depending on what Mother Nature decides to do, that ice can go out pretty darn quick. I believe March 15th, any permanent shacks that are on the inland waters have to be off, too. You can still put your pop-up out there, but anything permanent, I believe it's March 15th up here, has to be off the ice.
Yeah, maybe could have built a house on the ice this year. There's so much out there.
Oh, there's some dandy ones. Just looking from across the street out on DeRoy, there's some dandies out there. So,
yeah, and nowadays with TV the way it is and the internet, you can stream through your phone. I mean, it used to be if someone had the ball game on out there, that was quite a to-do, you know, with a satellite dish. Now, you can just stream it through a device, and people are in there watching the Badger game and, you know, tip up next to them, and they're watching the Badgers right there 5 feet away on the TV, right?
right, kind of like... who was it in Grumpy Old Men? Walter Matthau watching a hockey game out in his...
Exactly. Yeah, some of those shacks are pretty cool. It's borderline ice fishing, but it's still ice fishing. All right, BaderSportsCenter.com, and are on Facebook, too. All kinds of great specials for you as we wind down the ice fishing season. And before we know it, we'll be open water and out there floating around. All right, Craig.
All right, well, thanks for having us.
Good to see you.
We're still looking for some people to come in, hopefully start working for Baders. Stop into the store, pick up an application. Be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, either full or part-time, right? Either one. Stop in and talk to Craig at Baders Sports Center. Maybe they have some hours to work around your schedule, maybe as a second job or something like that, or even a full one. So, All right, Craig, good to see you.
All right, good seeing
Craig at Baders Sports Center. We're going to do some birthdays in just a moment here on Reality Radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Right at 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have a lot of stuff going on here around the Northwoods. We're going to delve into all of it here eventually throughout the show. We'll throw snowballs a couple of times too. The Catawba Harmony Fire Department and the Kennan Georgetown Fire Department. They're sponsoring the showing of a movie. The movie is called The Best of Us. And the movie is a documentary on the Cornell Fire Department. Cornell is just, an hour south of here, over south of Ladysmith, maybe an hour and a half. So this movie is a very good representation of volunteer firefighting and our rural communities here. And again, kind of features that Cornell Volunteer Fire Department. So the movie is going to air at Cinema North in Phillips starting Friday and running through Tuesday. Show times are 7 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There's a matinee Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. And it really gives you a good idea. This would be a good one to take the younger kids to and kind of show them, you know, how important the volunteer fire departments are and what they go through to keep us safe. So a portion of ticket sales and concessions are going to be donated to the fire departments right here in Price County. So they ask that the public come out and see what the fire departments do, basically. So that is this Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days, 7 o'clock each night, 2 o'clock on Saturday, and again on Sunday. Nice event. Speaking of fire departments, the Fifield Fire Department is going to be hosting their fourth annual cornhole tournament a week from Saturday, right at the Fifield Fire Department. And our group that I'm involved with always has been the one to host that, as far as the boards and the bags and stuff like that. And we have a great time. I think last year we had over 20 teams. This year we're already pushing, I think, over 15 teams that are signed up already. Whether you have thrown bags and you think you're pretty good at it, or you've never thrown bags, there's always room for both sides, for each, all skill levels. They adjust the brackets and all the stuff we do to accommodate all levels of throwers. And it's a good time. Plus, the Fifield Fire Department, they do a lot of raffles. They have the Fifield Brats, and they have homemade chili. So that's all a week from Saturday, March 1st. The cornhole tournament starts at 11 a.m., and the lunch and all that will be served through the afternoon. It's always a wonderful time. We've been doing this again. This is a fourth year. We've been doing this, and we appreciate the opportunity to support our local fire department there. That's at the Fifield Fire Hall a week from Saturday. Even if you don't want to come throw bags, come down, have some chili, and have a dog, and say hi to your morning guy. We'll be there that day helping to run the tournament, and it's a great cause. March 1st, Fifield Fire Hall. This Saturday is a really cool event. It's a Sportsman's Wild Game Feed and Expo. This is going on at the Ogama Baptist Church at their convention hall. And it runs from 1:30 until 8 on Saturday. They have a vendor hall that'll be open from 1:30 to 4:30. They have a free meal at 5 o'clock. They have a speaker. The Bear Man will speak at 6 o'clock. And there's prize giveaways from 1:30 to 8. Prizes include guns, trail cameras, Canadian fly-in fishing trip, and much more. And those drawings are free, too. And also featuring a wild game cooking demonstration by Buffy Miller of Jackson. Buffy Miller Jackson of Buffy's Northwoods Kitchen, as seen on TV, will be there. Well, you've seen him on TV? So we'll be there also. That's a pretty cool event. Any questions you have on this event, call Tony at 820-2214, 715-820-2214. We have indoor garage sale happening this Saturday down in Catawba. Now, everything's a free will donation. There are a few larger items with price tags on, but everything else free will. There's coffee rolls. There'll be a barbecue lunch served. There's silent auction baskets. There's a free will donation. Baked goods, that's 8 to 2 on Saturday. And that is happening at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church on Highway 8, right on U.S. Highway 8 in Catawba. And that's happening this coming Saturday. We will get to some birthdays. If you got one, 715-762-3221. We'll get a twice-an-hour news and sports update right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Freezing rain turning roadways into ice rinks in Oklahoma City. The temperature in Bismarck, North Dakota, hitting 29 below without the wind being factored in. And snow blanketing parts of the South. Millions under winter weather advisories this week. President Trump appearing to blame Ukraine for starting the war in that country. The comments coming after administration officials met with their Russian counterparts in Saudi Arabia without inviting Ukraine to take part. Mick Mulroy is an ABC News contributor and former high-ranking high-ranking State Department official.
It's clear that Russia started this unprovoked, completely illegal conflict. It's good to reset the relationship, but we got to understand who started this conflict and who ultimately has a say in whether Ukraine is willing to come to the table and agree to whatever parameters we put forth in this discussion.
The president's administration and Elon Musk moving quickly with more federal employee cuts and firings. This is ABC News.
And a look at some local and state news brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua. We have the big Sportsman Wild Game Feed coming up this Saturday. It is a free event, and it's being hosted by the Ogama Baptist Church at their convention hall. That'll be Saturday from 1:30 until 8. There's a vendor hall, and there is a free meal at 5 o'clock Saturday, and there's a speaker. Bear Man will be there, and there will be prize giveaways, and that again is this Saturday at the Ogama Baptist Church. Well, not much on the ballot yesterday for elections locally, but statewide, there were more school referendums on the ballot. A handful of school referendums were on the ballot at last night across the state. Jimmy Cuska has a little bit more in detail about those referendums.
After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot across the state. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cusk.
And you'll find more news at civicmedia.us and at 98qcountry.com.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws. It seemed like there was more. We shot 77%. Felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See him at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Birthdays and anniversaries, if you're celebrating here on this 19th day of February, you share your day with Millie Bobby Brown. The British actress is a star of the Netflix series Stranger Things. 21 for Millie Bobby Brown. Benicio del Toro. That's fun to say. Born in Puerto Rico, he won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Traffic back in 2000, nominated again 3 years later for 21 Grams. Benicio del Toro, 58 today. That's a good name. Justine Bateman, the actress from TV's Family Ties. the older sister of Jason Bateman, 59 today. Well, you saw this guy on a Super Bowl commercial, Seal, the London-born singer. Kiss from a Rose was his song. How many times do you think he was asked to do a commercial like that during the Super Bowl where his face was superimposed on a seal itself? It's a good song, Kiss from a Rose, by Seal, S-E-A-L. His real name is Seal Henry Samuel, and he is 62 today. Hanna Manlikova, Tennis Hall of Famer, women's tennis star, 63 for Hanna Manlikova. Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, is King Charles' younger brother, formerly married to Sarah Ferguson. He is currently eighth in line for the throne. So he ain't going to see it, basically. He has been caught up in the Jeffrey Epstein, that whole scandal. His name has been thrown around in that. Prince Andrew is 65 today. Lorraine Crook is 68 today. Lorraine Crook from Crook and Chase Countdown Show and country music. Kind of a voice, country music, a moderator, and the Crook and Chase Country Countdown Show, of course. We aired that for many years here. Ray Winstone, the British tough guy. He boxed before becoming an actor in such films as Quadrophenia, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, 68 for Ray Winstone today. Jeff Daniels, the actor from Steve Jobs, Traitor, The Squid and the Whale, both Dumb and Dumber movies. Just watched a documentary last night about Christopher Reeves and the fact that him, Superman, you know, the original Superman, the original movie Superman, and the fact that him, Jeff Daniels and Christopher Reeves were actually in an acting class together when Christopher Reeves got the call to audition for Superman. And so they had some comments from Jeff Daniels during the Christopher Reeves documentary, which, by the way, is very good. I think it's on Netflix. Very good. Very good documentary. He was also in Purple Rose of Cairo and many others. 79 for Jeff Daniels. 79 today. And we got Randy Smart, who is celebrating a birthday today. Family, the whole crew there, Randy, want to wish you a very Mr. Smart Plumbing and Heating himself. So, Randy, happy birthday to you. We will put you in for the cake drawing, and that drawing comes up, of course, Friday morning at 8:30, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Say, hold on. We'll throw some snowballs in just a second here. I want to tell you about a couple more things here. Big Fish Golf, they are a major, major sponsor of a lot of the stuff we're doing over at the Berkey in Hayward at the Berkey Biner. And they got all kinds of stuff going on. If you're going over to the Berkey this weekend, they got bingo night going on Thursday out at Big Fish Golf. They've got a trivia night going on Friday. And they got a Lovin' Country happening on Sunday with live old-time country music. They got a live DJ on Saturday. So if the Berkey Biner is something that you take in over there, make your way out to Big Fish with events going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as a part of the Berkey Biner in Hayward this weekend. In a couple of weeks, it is the Up North Community Expo, and this is going on at the Dome, the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. March 6th is the official day. That's a couple of weeks from Saturday, or a couple of weeks from, not Saturday. Hang on, I got a calendar here. Grave makes fun of me for having an old-time calendar on the wall, so I'll make use of it. Thursday, March 6th, as I look by three computer screens that all have the date on them. I need next month, though. So Thursday, March 6th, the Up North Community Expo. Here he comes. I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble. Here he comes. So Rachel's going to join us to talk about that a little bit after 9 o'clock here this morning. You see, it doesn't have next month on these fancy schmancy computers, Gray.
You just bias reported me, Joel. you didn't lie to the people, but you told them a form of the truth that leads to misconceptions.
Literally, there's a computer left, there's a computer right, both which I could just type in calendar and it would bring it up. Instead, I leaned forward through the crease of both of them to look at an old-fashioned calendar. Thank you, Forward Bank, for preserving the old-fashioned calendar. Thank you so much for that stack of calendars out in the front lobby that makes me scream back to my childhood when I used to get free candy and chocolate milk at my local bank. Thank you, Forward Bank. Thank you for keeping my generation alive.
Preserving everything but Joel's dignity today. Forward Bank.
Thank you. Thank you for the calendar. Appreciate it.
The first verbiage you used, though, Gray makes fun of me for having this old paper calendar on the wall. No, he doesn't. Gray makes fun of you for having an old paper calendar on the wall nestled between three computer monitors. And by the way, you don't have to type calendar. If you look in the bottom right corner of the bottom monitor, the calendar is just there. It tells you what day it is at all times.
Well, but I needed to know what day March 6th was on. So how do I do that? Oh, there it is right there.
Yes, you click on it.
I clicked on it and there it was. All you got to do is fast forward. I got okay.
Caveman Discovers Fire, part two.
Fire good. Good.
Oh no, I trudged out. That was an angry walk down the hallway. I was like, setting the record straight on this one.
I saw you coming.
Caveman.
Uh oh. Big G has been summoned. Mr. Caveman himself.
He's brought his club.
How we doing, Gray?
Oh man.
You had a rough weekend.
I had a really rough weekend. I got three words for you. Department store. Pork. Really rough weekend, but doing better now. Thanks to you and Austin for covering me on Monday. It's funny because things were normal on Monday, which is not how it was supposed to be. I was supposed to be here on Monday morning, but hey, things happen and you make bad choices and you eat food that you shouldn't eat and it does things that it's going to do. But yeah, today's a weird day too, but I've kind of looked at the day and it's like, all right, I've got to decide that I'm not going to die. And so what am I going to do with that information? You know? And that doesn't mean that I've got all the tools I want to do the jobs I want to do, but it means I have the basic tool that I need to acquire the rest of them.
You described your weekend perfectly off air. You may or may not have wanted this to go on the air.
I know what you're going to say. I will release it. What I told Joel yesterday was that people pay thousands of dollars in Tijuana for what I got for free this weekend. I think that tells, like, that's FCC compatible and tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you pay thousands of dollars in Tijuana, they don't do as good of a job as what I believe the norovirus did for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the bug's going around, and it's a tough one. And for some people, it's lingering too. I had it like 3 weeks ago, and I'm totally functionable, but just every once in a while, it just like my body says, maybe still somewhere around here. It's just a little cough or something like that.
Yours was weird. It seemed to come with setbacks. Like you were out for 3 days or so, and then you kind of came back, and we saw you again. Then it was like, actually, I'm going to miss the next day. And it was like, oh, okay, we're kind of boom and bust. And that's just it. It seems like they're coming in combo packs and with 2.0 versions and test releases, and it's like playing video games but with viruses in your body.
Well, I want to let people know this coming weekend, we're going to be doing some stuff over at the Birkebeiner in Hayward. And for those of you who are involved with that or interested in that, it won't be much on here, but our sister station, Muskie 101, is going to have a lot of live broadcast on Saturday from the Berkey. And Big G and you, Gray, will be over there. So if people love that Berkey stuff, tune in to our Civic Media app on Muskie 101, and you guys will be there Saturday throughout the day, right?
Yes, and whether or not you've got your phone with you, I know cell signal can be kind of rough when all the people are over there in Hayward, but we have a physical office location downtown in Hayward. It's just off the main drag. We're like a block off the main, where the finish line will be. We're right next to River and Rain in Hayward, which is next to the title company there. There's lights on the outside of the building that say WBZH. We'll be there physically to say hello. We've got to have a spot to stand and broadcast, otherwise we'll be really cold. So we'll be in that station. Whether you're just walking through town, whether you're hanging out for the finish, one of the most fun parts of that event, primarily Saturday, but folks will be there at that office throughout much of the week. So please stop down, say hi, introduce yourself to the Hayward portion. If you're from Park Falls and in Hayward, I better see you in that office on Saturday.
Yeah, Rachel will be there, and Austin, our news guy, will be
cider and cookies, and you don't even have to pay for them, but you can. We'll let you. We like money.
Yeah, we're very excited to have a couple of Hayward stations a part of our civic media group. One of them is music. The other one is a talk format, so it's kind of cool.
Yep, free goodies. All jokes aside about the money, please don't pay us for the cider we're going to give you for free. We just want you to keep warm. Frostbite's not allowed, but cookie and cider sure are. Rachel will be serving those up, and come say hi.
Yeah. All right, let's throw some snowballs. We have some gift certificates we want to give away, and we got all this week and next week to do it. So if you have not won, if you won on the texting side, you're still good to do it on the live side here. 744-1006. We're going to take caller number 4 right now, and we'll give you a chance to throw. Let's see. Your caller 1, thank you for trying, but you lose. Your caller number 2, thank you for trying, but you're not the winner. I said that after I hung up, so I didn't want to insult them directly. Your caller number 3, thank you for trying, but you're the first loser. You are caller number 4. Who is this?
This year is Petey.
Petey, we haven't heard from you yet in the snowball throwdown. How
are
we doing?
She's been trying so hard, though. Every time I've tried this, Joel.
I try so hard. And
yes.
I'm heading out of town, and so I thought I had to try. Yes. Good morning.
All right. Good morning to you. I got to make sure my sound effects come up here. Otherwise, we're going to have no sound effects for the snowball throwdown showdown. Gray, what am I doing wrong here? Tell me what I'm doing wrong.
You're following my lead, Joel, and that's not a good idea.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. Let's get a little music first of all. All right. There we go. All right. Petey, let's spin the wheel here first of all and see what we have prize-wise for you. All right, we've got a $25 gift certificate for Bader Sports Center. Bader Sports Center, $25 gift certificate. So that will be your prize there. All right. Petey, you seem like the type of young lady who in your youth days maybe threw a softball around, played a little sports. Is that true?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, all right. What position did you play?
Well, nothing, just played around at the house.
Okay, at the house, yeah. But you're a good snowball thrower, right, I bet?
Yes, I'm an awesome snowball player.
You have siblings that have the scars to prove it?
Well, no, I have one. But.
No ice chunks in the snowballs. That was always, you have one. All right. All right, well, let's give you I'm going to give you a 3-2-1. You tell me when to fire up the machine. Let's see if we can make you a winner here. Here we go, Petey. 3-2-1.
Now.
Now it is. Here we go.
My name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Free for all. Yeah.
Now for some real fun. Let's go, shall we?
Let's go. What are you waiting for?
Ow! Son of a nutcracker.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Just like that. You got her. You got it.
All right, all right, all right.
$25 to Bader Sports Center. Your persistence, Petey, has paid off. Congratulations to you.
Yes, it has.
All
yes,
right.
It has.
Hope you have a great day out there, Don. Take care.
Can I pick that up shortly?
Yeah, I think we got it here. Yep, we're ready for you.
Cool. Awesome. Thank
all right.
you very much.
You betcha, Don. Take care. She not only wins prizes, and I'll say that the fact that she brings us like Valentine's Day treats had no influence at all on whether she won or not. So.
I tested fate, Joel, actually, because there were 3 times in a row that I was trying to give away certificates, and I ended up talking to her after. Like, I would say, give me caller 3, she'd be caller 4. And it happened 3 times in a row, so I was like, okay, we got to do something about this. Clearly, fate is pushing us away. I've got to try something that isn't like, I don't want a sandbag for anybody in particular, but there's something happening here. So I said, let's take caller 4. Just wanted to see. She was number 5.
Oh, no. Oh,
so I'm glad we could finally get the universe settled here. Okay. Clearly, we were moving a direction.
We have our texting keyword of the day also. Your chance to win a $25 certificate to Village Pit Stop today. And the keyword is make it all one word, pit stop, P-I-T-S-T-O-P. Probably not a word, but those of you who like NASCAR may think otherwise. Pit stop, P-I-T-S-T-O-P. Text that to us at some point today through the Civic Media app. And if you do that, you'll automatically be in for the drawing. All the winners from all last week and Monday, Tuesday have all been texted that you won. So if you receive that text and said pick it up at the radio station 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, it's legitimate. I'm not some foreigner trying to scam you. So it is legitimate. If you got a text message from me from the morning show that you won.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it's kind of implied, but you might not expect it. We will text you back. If you win by texting, we'll text you to let you know. So keep an eye on that.
Yes, through the Civic Media app is a good way to go there. We have I don't know what to go. I want to talk about this. I was going to do baseball cards with you, Gray, but I want to talk about this because I was thinking about this Monday. My wife and I were running around
putting our seatbelt on here
post Valentine's Day. I thought to myself, what type of sports fan? There's two types of sports fans, all right? Two types of sports fans. There's one that is a fan of multi-city teams. Somebody, you might meet somebody and they say, well, I'm a Packer fan, you know, but, you know, I really love the Cubs, you know. And
okay, gotcha.
But, you know, hockey, oh, the Islanders. I just love the Islanders. And they're all over the place as far as cities go. And they may have reason for that.
Right.
A link to their youth, a link to a grandpa, a dad, whatever it may be.
Or regional restrictions like the Blackhawks here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
A lot of Blackhawks fans here.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I was a Boston Celtic fan growing up because there wasn't a team. I mean, there was the Bucks were there, but it's kind of tough in northern Wisconsin. So I was always a Celtic fan. And then as soon as the Timberwolves came to be in 1989, I instantly dumped the Celtics and I went right for the Minnesota Timberwolves because I'm that other type of fan. I am a state fan, whatever it may be. I grew up, my dad was from the Twin Cities, my mom was from St. Paul, my dad grew up in Hastings, Minnesota, so I have that Minnesota link. I was up at 10:30 last night watching a Gopher basketball game, and I don't even know why. I don't even know why I was watching it, but there's a Minnesota link. When the Minnesota North Stars left, I was crushed, but the Minnesota Wild came. I'm a Wild fan. I'm a Timberwolves fan. I'm a Vikings fan. I'm an all Minnesota fan. So I ask people as fans of the Packers, what are you? Are you a Wisconsin fan? If an NHL team came to Wisconsin, would you instantly become a fan of the Wisconsin Ice Hawks or whatever the NHL team would be?
Yes. Yes, indeed. I think the simple answer to that is yes. But I think we've got to spend a moment talking about why that is, because it's really easy to look at that and say, hey, they're from my state, and so I like them, and I can just dump. No, I think when something new, like, I think there's more to it than that. I think, like, with the Timberwolves, for example, when they popped up in 1989, that was instantly relatable. That was something entering an established scene. You know, there's already a bunch of big boys in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And here comes a new guy. You know, expansion teams, they've got a bit of a checkered history in American sports. A lot of them doing great right now, but a lot of them didn't the first few years. That's and a lot of leagues that use expansion teams, they know that there's going to be a rough few years. The Texans, for example, just finally hitting their stride after like 20 years.
Yeah.
So like there's that rough period, but fans know that too, and there's an immediate underdog effect. Immediately. Like, hey, not only are these guys from my hometown, these are my boys, they're going to be getting laughed at, and they're my boys. Like, before you've even decided how you feel about them, you've decided how you feel about them. Because you've got that feeling, it's just like, if you, like, in the instant, you have to decide whether you care, because they're going to get laughed at. You've got to decide whether you care that they're going to get laughed at. And in the act of caring whether, or of deciding whether you care, you choose to care. You know, it's one of those things, just by watching them exist in a space that means something to you, Minnesota. So yeah, if I saw a Wisconsin hockey team pop up, it'd be like, oh man, there's some Wisconsin boys and they're about to have a rough go of it. They need some backing. And everything that would happen after that decision would just feed into it. It's fandom. There's going to be resistance, and it's exactly what I need to love my guys more.
Yeah, you know, and when the Bucks won the title a few years ago, I didn't feel it up here at all. They're just, because of the distance from here to Milwaukee, I don't know what it is. I don't know why there's a separation up here between sports fans and the Bucks. I mean, if the Brewers won the World Series, the people up here would be ecstatic. They would be absolutely ecstatic. But the Bucks were different, and I'm not sure why that. They've been around a long time.
I think it's less about the Bucks and more about basketball itself. Football got up into the Northwoods in a way that basketball kind of hasn't. You know, the casual fan in the Northwoods, especially, you know, in America, is probably slightly more into football than into basketball, with regional differences and urban versus rural differences there. I'd imagine there's
a lot more into football than basketball.
Yes, well, and that's just it. It's not that the Northwoods isn't a big fan of the Bucks. It's that they're just, there's not much to basketball, you know, basketball. And why? I'm not 100% sure.
Well, it's and I was just listening to a podcast, in fact, yesterday, talking about this. The NBA, I mean, you go from, obviously, high school with the local effect. The college is big with the NCAA bracket contest. But then when you get to the NBA now, the NBA is an international game.
Yep.
A high percentage of international players are on there. And so now the NBA is obviously doing very well. Their ratings are not that great, but they don't care because they've got a $5 billion payment from China for the rights to air the NBA.
Yep.
And they've got NBA is the most international sport. So financially, the NBA is thriving. You got $50 million players on every single roster. $50 million a year on every single roster almost in the NBA. So there's a lot of money there. It's just that the game is different. It's much more physical, the NBA game. And again, you've got guys like the Joker from Denver and Doncic from Dallas who are great players, but they're foreign players.
Yep.
And it's just been proven that in America, guys like Ichiro Suzuki and guys like Shohei Ohtani, they don't have the appeal to American sports fans like American-born sports fan, players do. It's just the way it is right now.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think I saw data related to this regarding coastal versus Great Plains and Midwestern audiences.
Yeah.
Coastal audiences more likely to support teams heavily consistent of international players.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which is not like, it's not a comment on any social graces or a comment on anybody in particular. It makes sense. People who live coastally are exposed to more of that type of lifestyle. So it's not a choice, it's not an action, but it's a thing. It's a thing that exists, and it's a thing that happens, and I think it might have something to do with why basketball hasn't gotten up into the Northwoods as much. Which to be super clear, I don't think that's no comment on quality whatsoever. I don't think it should be any particular way. I think
there's a distance too. I mean, it's 4 hours to the Bucks and the Badgers.
Right.
One way. Yeah, it's a long commitment. Whereas if the game's 30 minutes away, well, now there's an instant link. You can go to the game tonight and come back and not miss a day of work. And there's a whole social part of it.
There's also there's some culture expectation around where the game comes from. You know, football. You can play, I mean, like, football you can see with the group of inner city kids and the group of farm boys. You know, you get those, I mean, sure, maybe they're playing different positions, but you can picture that. You can picture Edgar in Stratford, and you can picture Milwaukee, Chicago, and every one of the biggest cities fielding one heck of a football team.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work the same way for basketball, though. So that might be part of it too. Hasn't been and so won't be. You know, you need something to happen for more to happen. It's got to start somewhere, and it hasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of nothing. But I mean, there's got to be a reason it just hasn't made its way up here. We had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's not like we didn't have good teams in the past.
Well, there's a lot of NBA players who have an inner city story, who have a background of coming from large cities. Basketball is the easiest sport to get good at, or should I say the accessibility. There's hoops everywhere. It's a basketball and a hoop, basically.
Yep.
Baseball, you need a large lot. I mean, if you're going to get good at catching fly balls, you better have a big space and a large area. Football, equipment, large space area. Hockey, very extensive equipment and everything. Basketball, basically you need a ball.
Well, yeah.
You need a ball. That's it. I mean,
and the space. I've heard people say that players look like they could dribble in a phone booth. Like, that's a comment that I've heard people make. Like, that's like using a tight space is a point of pride, you know? Like, so I agree. There's accessibility there. But I suppose if we're going by accessibility, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of something. Like, you'd think jumping jacks would be more popular, but I guess that's just not quite as entertaining as basketball.
If you watch the Ocho on ESPN, there's probably a professional jumping jack competition. That's great. We got to talk about that someday. We're going to have a gray area about the Ocho and all the watermelon seed spitting contest. Oh, there's some great stuff on there.
So my dad just recently had a joint replacement surgery, and before he had that joint was bothering him a lot, and so he was basically just awake for days straight at a time. So what he did was he stayed up and he watched. And so I'd go over and check on, hey, Dad, how you feeling today? He said, man, I watched some weird bare knuckle fighting last night. I was like, you know what? I bet you did up at 3 a.m. Just sitting there. He said, they do some really weird stuff. Yes, yes, they do. They're pounding the snot out of each other. It's 3 a.m. There's nothing normal happening.
Getting back to the sports fandom, I'm not judging either side of it. It's just I realized in myself that I'm a Minnesota sports fan, and it's just like I said last night. I'm up watching the Gophers out at UCLA at 10 o'clock. I said, what am I doing here? Why am I watching this team? I have no link to them anymore. I haven't been to a Gopher game in 20 years, but there is an emotional link, and there is a band. Here's the one thing as a sports fan, one problem that I have, is when people jump teams. See, and if you want to jump teams, that's fine. If you want to be the Cowboys one year, and now the Cowboys aren't very good, tell Tampa, that's you. But you're not a sports fan, all right? You're
a winning fan.
I don't want to necessarily judge it too much. I'm just going to say you're doing something that maybe you find joy in and following a winning team, and that's fine. But for me, it's always been about, I ain't jumping ship. I mean, it's any Viking fan obviously has that flaw in their personality. I ain't jumping ship now, because when I do next year, it's going to happen, and then I jump ship, literally. So I'm just loyal to a fault to my state's teams.
That's what I think it is, Joel. I think a lot of us want loyalty to be rewarded. And we have control over whether our loyalty is rewarded with sports more so than we have with things like, not to get too serious, but marriage, for example. So like with the divorce rate, what it is, are you surprised that the team divorce rate is what it is? You know, like the Golden State fan base surged for 3 years, and now it's going to become a Laker fan base while LeBron and Luka are on the same team. You know, it's just that's a certain type of fandom. I think it's the type of fandom that's not based around loyalty being rewarded, but just wanting to watch wins. So
yeah,
it's not my type of fandom. I agree. I'm with you. I was there for that year the Packers should have given up on Mason Crosby. You know, staying loyal to Mason Crosby was rewarding because you shouldn't have done it, and it still paid off.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's a completely different flavor, and I don't think it could be explained to people who do it differently, because we're doing it for totally different reasons.
Yeah, I've always had a personality and found joy in seeing something that I think is going to be good or I like and supporting it. For instance, way back in 1984, my brother went to school at Augsburg University in Minneapolis. The Metrodome was right there, walking distance from his college. And in 1984, Kirby Puckett was on the team.